الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في الكلام المجيد والفرقان الحميد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون وقد قال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم النكاح من سنتي وقال فمن رغب عن سنتي فليس مني وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله العظيم. My most respected elders and brothers, the occasion of nikah, as nikah is taking place before the Jummah Salah, the khutbah, it is important for me to bring about some importance of nikah. In Islam, nikah is something very, very important. Just as Salah is important, fasting is important, Hajj is important, likewise nikah is very important. If you look at it very carefully, when you come to Salah, the Quran just say waqimus salah. But if you want any detail about it, you have to look in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Likewise, if you look into the fasting part of also, the full detail you'll find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the Quran, he says you must keep fast. So every act, the command of Allah Ta'ala, most of them, you'll find the full detail in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But when it comes to nikah, Allah Ta'ala gives it in full detail in the Holy Quran. Because namaz is something, this is temporary, just read namaz on time and khalas. Fasting also is just a period of time and then it's khalas. But one ibadat which is 24 hours, which one does not understand, and that is nikah. That's why you find in full detail in the Holy Quran whom you're supposed to get married with, who you're not supposed to get married with, what kind of quality the person must have in him, what kind of quality the wife must have in them, because it's a lifelong ibadat. Three things Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said must not delay. Or three things. One is janaza. When a time of janaza takes place, do not delay. Because by you delaying the janaza namaz, it does not make any difference to that person. If he's a good person, he is waiting that please take me to my original place. I want to go to my original place. Because you and I may be thinking that the qabr is just a hole, but in his eyes, if he's a good person, he will always think that place is something else, is a place of Jannah. And if he's a bad person, no one wants a bad person in his house also. Second, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, oh Ali, remember one thing. Do not delay in salah. No matter what happened, do not delay in salah. Unfortunately, we are delaying in our salah today. And third thing, he said, oh Ali, whenever a partner is ready for the next partner to get married, do not delay in that. Because the unfortunate part, if you delay the possibility there that whatever the circumstances thereafter are going to be, you have to face it. To have a comfortable life, to need a life of compassion, love, peaceful life, Nabi Karim said, because nikah is for the sake of bringing about compassion, love and tranquility.
in a ayah that we have recited in front of you, Allah Ta'ala says, the signs of my, one of my signs is that I bring about two people. The purpose for nikah is to bring about tranquility, peace of mind, peace of heart. If that person does not get this peace of mind and peace of heart in nikah, then he did not perform nikah. The reason is because you do not know how to choose your partner. Today when we choose partners, we look at this thing, that how is that person, how rich that person is, what status he holds in public, and how important that person is. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us the menu. Whenever you get married, a person gets married for four things. One is he gets married because of beauty. No one's saying you stop it. You can get married the most beautiful woman. Second, he said, this brother, you get married because of status. You come from a very high family. Third, he said, because of wealth. And fourth, he said, you get married because of piety. And he said, you must get married because of piety. Because the first thing, that is, because status in him, the status cannot last all the time. He did not bring the status himself, someone gave him the status. So it's obvious that status will not remain with him all the time. It will go away one day. So many people we have seen in this world who had so high status after what happened to them. Second, a person got beauty. Beauty is for temporary. Thora bohat kuch bukhar aa jaye to khuda khair kar. Little bit of fever takes place or something takes place, the beauty gone too. But now you got married because of beauty, then you leave that beauty to go to another beauty. But today everyone is getting married but not realizing that I'm getting married for what? Remember, the most important thing when you get married for, you must think that, oh Allah, I'm getting married because of the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and through marriage I must get more closer and dear to Allah Ta'ala. That must be the most important intention a person gets married, that, oh Allah, I'm getting married because I want to keep myself away from sins. Before, when I was making ibadat, my ibadat was all kinds of things were coming to my mind. When I reached salah, I didn't have a peace of mind. I made dua, I don't think of mine. Every moment I'm confused in my mind. But now when I got married, the purpose for getting married, to get a peace of mind thereafter now. And he knows this much that Allah has made something which is made halal for him now. That even when he goes to the haram, that he immediately says, do not go to the haram because I got halal made for Allah. Do you know how nikah came to existence? Nikah came to existence in Jannah. Nikah came in Jannah. Adam alayhi salam in Jannah, he felt so uncomfortable, no, very uneasy, no peace of mind. He said, Allah Ta'ala, I want a partner. Just imagine a place of Jannah and you want peace of mind, then you want a partner there too. Allah Ta'ala created Bibi Hawa alayhi salam. And when she was created from the rib, and that too also crooked. The rib that was always crooked. And when her thing was created, and the moment he saw her, which was, she was so beautiful, Allah creates something, what will not be? So beautiful that he wants to go towards her, which is a natural thing which Allah created in every man. Anyone wants to look at the opposite sex to go towards it, but says Allah says, sabar. Oh, Adam makes sabar. In other words, a man is naturally, if he looks at the opposite sex, he wants to go towards it. Remember this incident, as Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, when he go towards it, Allah says, make sabar. You must also make sabar too. You must not go towards it. Allah has created that thing in us that we must look, if you want to go towards it, the urge is there to go, but you not do it. So Allah, you make sabr straight away. As Adam alayhi salam makes sabr, Adam makes sabr. Because up till now, she is not halal for you to perform nikah for you. And when the nikah was performed, what kind of nikah it was? It's like, you know, 20 durood to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a meher. The farishtas being a witness, and goya ka Allah ta'ala ni nikah paradiya. So this ibadat came from Jannat. We're supposed to be in this world, now we perform the same ibadat now in this world. What kind of ibadat is supposed to be? Now the same nikah is supposed to be like 2 rakat namaz. A person will read 2 rakat namaz. Does he go through any difficulties or not? Nothing at all. No difficulty at all. Likewise, my nikahs are supposed to be performed in the same manner without any difficulties, no any hardship. We bring about the different conditions of a nikah, we bring about all them, make the problem much worse. Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, when his daughter's nikah began performed, so he told at home that tomorrow the nikah is taking place. Today the word came in, and tomorrow the nikah taking place. Will you do that today? The wife said, you know, what do you mean tomorrow? Aaj pegham aaya aur kal? You know, tomorrow nikah. She said, no clothing. Achha, main samjha nahi ki meri betiya sab nangi phir rahi hai. I did not know that my children are all walking naked, that I must wait for this great ibadah to perform, for that I must make new clothing too. To that extent that I must spend that much money, that until I do not do that, my nikah will not take place. And immediately after, next day, the nikah was performed. Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah Alayh. That's why you can see the simplicity of nikah, which brings about barakat. Bring about barakat. Bring about barakat, bring about rahmat, everything. And Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to you, Inna azama nikah mubarak. That nikah is most barakat, full of barakat, which has the most simplest nikah. Like 2 rakat namaz, when a person does not go through any deep taklif, likewise his nikah must take place. So Rasulullah says, if a person wants to lead a comfortable life, a peaceful life, a happy life, he must have 3 things in him. He must have 3 things. First thing he said, that person must have his rozi in his hometown. His rozi must be in his hometown. In other words, Imam Baba, when he wakes up in the morning, his rozi is waiting for him. Not he is waiting for the rozi. He is waiting for his rozi. His rozi is waiting for him. Just like the birds, when they wake up in the early morning, they're not searching for the food. The food is searching them. The food is waiting for them. Likewise, Rasulullah said, that person is very, very fortunate. Who wakes up in the early part of the morning and his rozi is waiting for him. That person, when he wakes up for Fajr namaz, the way he makes his namaz, that namaz like his best. His mind not going everywhere else. He's not wandering everywhere. Because he knows that my rozi is waiting for me. What kind of namaz will he make? How thankful he will be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How grateful you be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, when they wake up in any part of the morning, don't know what taklif they may be going through. But this man here, when he wakes up in the morning, his rozi is waiting for him. How much he has to thank Allah ta'ala? He has to make ibadah. Any amount of thanks is too little. That person does not eat namaz, he may be most ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nabi Karim said, that person who wakes up in the morning, and his rosy waiting for him in his hometown, that person is most fortunate. Any amount of shukr is too little. Second, he said, that person who's got a spacious home, not an extravagant home. Extravagant home, the owner himself gets worried too. He can't sit properly in his own extravagant house too. He has to look after his house. What about this and what about that? Nabi Karim said, a spacious home. Why did he say spacious home? Because when you have a spacious home, you have a spacious heart also. When you have a congested home, you have a congested heart. It's very easy to spend on others. It's most difficult to spend on your family. That's why that person who gives spend on his family is more rewarding than the person who spends outside. Because when a person spends outside, be a friend to a friend. Usne kuch ehsaan kiya, chalo main bhi kuch ehsaan kar lo. Inkar nahi kar sakta, dil to inkar kar raha hai lekin inkar nahi sakta.
I do not want to say no to him, but in reality, I cannot afford it. But I must spend on my family, which is most, but that is the ibadat is there. My Hazrat Mawlana Masrullah Sahib Rahmat. He gave one advice, which I'm telling everyone. That remember, when you choose a partner for your daughter, the first thing you must ask yourself, that ask the family whether he's got anger or not. If he's got anger or not. Because the worst thing in this world today is gussa. The man can read namaz. He can make a tahajjud namaz. He can do everything. But if he got anger in him, he's a worse person. That house is on fire all the time. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a sahabi came to him and asked him, Ya Rasul, give me an advice. You only tell him one thing, La taghdab, do not get angry. Every home today you find, why did the man give his daughter to you? Is it because she must become a person that she must be harmed by you? She must become a doormat? That you can tell whatever you want to tell her? Well, that's the reason why she got married. The daughter got married. Is it because now you can see the most horrible things to her because now that she cannot leave you and go? All the time she was the best wife. The next morning you get someone, your eyes go to someone else, you forget all the good things that she has done. My husband should tell one day, you know, one friend of his came, he got married. So he came and said, Hazrat, I got married and I'm going now to fetch my wife. He said, MashaAllah, you're going to fetch your wife. But make sure this much, don't get angry. My dear friends, I'm giving you $1 million advice. I promise you, if you want happiness in your house, because all the house is at the moment is on fire. You're on fire, ask me what I'm going to be going through. People whom you're thinking that are very, very happy, to show a face of happiness is very easy. What's happening in your house, only you know. My husband told him this much, that remember, beta, you're going. Don't get angry. That one advice. He said, Hazrat, I will not get angry. He said, no. She will get angry. And when she gets angry, you must think that she's throwing flowers on you. Because remember one thing. Earlier I told you this much. They are made from a crooked rib. Don't straighten it, please. It'll never get straight. It'll break. No, get straight. The more you think you're going to straighten it, and the more you're thinking that you're going to divorce her to get another woman, by Baba, you can forget that. What Allah has chosen for you is the best. You must look after it, because she's making you become a Jannati. She's making you become a Jannati. A wife making you become Jannati. You don't know. You don't have to go outside to get reformation. You get reformed at home. But you must know, you must not get angry. My husband told, do not get angry. And you do that, she throw flowers. She throw flowers. And inshallah, if you begin to keep quiet, your status has been raised to, house is full of barakat to, full of rahmat to, and then you see the after what happens. The wife will say, what happened here now? Like one buzruk, you know. And remember something, Nabi Karim from told, do those things will bring about love. When did you ever praise your wife to say the food is so nice today? But someone else cooked, you say, you know, manjra cooked very well today. But your wife's food, Allahu Akbar. There was one buzruk, you know. It so happened that he ate in one person's house, his murid's house. And then after that, he said, I want to speak to the wife in parda. He told the wife, you know, mashallah, the food was very nice. Jazakallah. She began to cry. She said, why are you crying? You got worried. The buzu got worried. Why are you crying? He said, I'm worried. 40 years I've married my wife. My husband never told me once the food is so nice. And yeah, you have to say what food is. Do those things will keep their heart, not to break the heart. When they have broke, we have left the parents. They have left all the houses. They have left the homes. They have all the comfort they left for this one person. How much you have to appreciate her. Overlook her shortcomings. Overlook their shortcomings. Be good to them. Be kind to them. As Rasulullah says, I am most kind to my family.
He told the Sahaba Ikram, do you know something? Do you want to know of a person who reads namaz the whole year and keep fast the whole year and whole night is in ibadah? Do you know a person who is better than that?
Sahaba Ikram got worried. Ya Rasul, can a person be better than that person? Whole year is keeping fast and whole year is in ibadah. He said, yeah, so who that person is? He said, that person is most good to his family, who's kind to his family, who's kind to his family. And I'm going to end up with this one hadith that my Hazrat always should tell us, that whenever you look at your wife, look at her with muhabbat, the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whenever you look at your wife, look at her with muhabbat. And the husband will look at the wife with muhabbat. Allah Ta'ala will look at them with rahmat. Hazrat says, apne ghar mein khub khub rahmat luto. Who do not want to be happy at home? And always remember, whenever you leave the house, make salam and go. Make salam. And there must not be a day must bypass where you do not talk to your wife. Remember, if someone else, you know, they say, you know, sometimes the wife says you know, horrible things and you get very angry. But the same horrible thing, even if a strange woman tells you, you think she's throwing flowers at you. You think she's throwing flowers. The same horrible things. So as the horrible thing when someone and a strange woman tell you things flowers, likewise you may think that she's also telling flowers, no doubt she's right what I'm saying. So nikah is something that Allah brought about to bring about muhabbat and love between husband and wife. And the greatest thing is pious children. Pious children can only come if the wife is pious, the husband is pious too. So overlook the shortcomings. Whatever is happening in this world is because of our wrongdoings. Let's become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'm giving another remedy. Every day of your life, open the kitab and read in front of the family. Open the kitab and do not make your salah qada. Inshallah, with this two barakat, the house will be full of barakati barakat. So nikah is something which is an ibadat with Allah must accept this nikah that's going to take place now. Allah must give barakat. Allah must give izzat, and Allah Ta'ala must fulfill the right that whosoever is present here to Allah Ta'ala must give happiness to them too. Everyone must know that must fulfill the rights of the wife. The wife must learn to also fulfill the rights of the husband. Wa akhiru da'wan, alhamdulillah.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.